Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running off my feet. I got a bad mustache, a reoccurring rash, and not a lot of cash to spend it on mustache. Man, it's good to be a geek. It's good to be a geek. It's good to be a creep. It's good to draw my pictures and no one will have a seat.
Oh my God.
I have no voice left at all.
We have unintentional radio voices tonight because we've been screaming all day at New York Comic Con.
2 days, sir. This two is the days. End of day two.
Sorry, they blend.
At New York Comic Con.
At this point, they blend.
Yeah. Well, there really was no break, it feels like. So
right.
It kind of just, I think I slept for like 2 hours and then I was back up and on my way back into the city.
It is.
So.
It's like, this is the closest I'll ever feel to being the Doors.
All right.
Between yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Of course, yeah. This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff. And we are coming to you tonight on Sirius 197 XM 202. And we are going to be talking about New York Comic Con. But we want our listeners to have the full Comic Con experience.
Okay.
So we're just going to be giving stuff away.
Yeah, we've got
swag.
Well, you know, one of the things we were doing at New York Comic Con all weekend is we've had people at our booth hanging out with us, and we've got stuff from them.
Right. Well, let's get right into it then.
Geek Stuff. Geek Stuff. Convention News.
Oh, yes. Well, there's that.
Yes, we have that.
So, yeah, we've got all sorts of stuff to give away from a bunch of vendors and a bunch of people that were at the show. It's going to be good.
And when we announce what these things are that we are giving away, you're going to want to call 866-969-1969 or 866-WOW-1-WOW.
Right.
And, oh my God, we've seen so much stuff in the last 2 days, and we only have an hour to squeeze it all in.
Okay.
Go.
All right. I saw the inside of our booth. I saw...
Yes, you did.
Our first guests yesterday, the Four Horsemen.
Yes.
The sculptor, painter... Everything dynamic duo team that has sculpted
four duo the, implies two.
Yeah, whatever.
There are
2 days. I don't know.
A pod.
If you've ever bought a McFarlane toy, if you're buying Mattel toys now,
old school McFarlane.
Yeah. DC, Mattel.
Mattel DC 6-inch is all Four Horsemen.
You own something
that
the Four Horsemen.
The Four.
Oh, NECA stuff too.
Oh, did
right?
They?
Yeah, didn't they do the Nightmare Before Christmas stuff, I think, for NECA? When they re-released that stuff?
I'm unaware
of that. I believe that was them.
Oh, how wonderful.
Well, you spent more time on the convention floor yesterday, on Friday.
Let's apologize because our big secret guest...
Oh, right.
Unfortunately, had the longest day of his life today as well.
That's right.
And, you know, we regret that Robert Kirkman, the creator of The Walking Dead, fantastic comic book series and about to be a television breakthrough hit on AMC starting
Halloween.
On Halloween night.
Yep.
Yeah. Could not join us this evening because he's from Kentucky and he's not used to all this fancy excitement up here in the North. So, in the Union. as we say. And wow. So he could not join us, but he has vowed that he will do this show. So we will have him back.
Well, tomorrow's the big day for him. It's the Walking Dead panel, and AMC's got a bunch of stuff planned, so it's going to be pretty
exciting. We hung out with him for about half an hour just chewing the rag. A couple things that he and I have in common, really. We're like, you know, almost brothers from other mothers.
Right.
Okay. Because he also thinks that Mike Mignola is kind of really a douchebag to other people. He's not a douchebag to Robert Kirkman, but he's a douchebag to everybody else.
All right.
Which is kind of what we experienced. And he also thinks Joe Quesada is the George W. Bush of the comic book world.
Wow, that's...
So that's, he that's... thinks he's an absolute prick.
Well, I mean, I guess that's good. He agrees with us on those things. I really wish he could have been here tonight. It would have been so exciting to go through some of that stuff with him.
The discussions we had today were fantastic, and I said was, I can't wait to get you on the show tonight so we can start talking about all that stuff. But alas, he could not make it. Also, not feeling well this evening. Actually, during the show today was Pete Abrams from Sluggy, Sluggy Freelance.
Yeah, he was going to be here with us tonight too, right?
Sluggy.com. Yeah, he was going to be here. But check out his strip. He's a funny dude. Again, vowed to do our show in the near future. So, they're all coming.
I know.
They're all coming. So what are we giving away first? So we want to get the ball rolling.
Well, how about we do it in order of the things that we saw and the people that we saw. So we have some Four Horsemen pieces.
Yes, we do.
These are the Four Horsemen Timekeeper pieces. I think there are three or four
now, this
in the
is
series.
A, right. Now, this is a creator-owned line.
That's correct.
And it's called Gothopolis or Gothalopolis or something.
Gothalopolis.
It's been a long day.
Galapagos.
Right. And these are the little timekeepers. They look like little, what do you call
like
them?
Like demon troll elves
things.
Yeah.
Toss me one of those. Oh, yeah.
Good catch.
Thank you. And, of course, if you want to check out more about the Four Horsemen, you want to go to fourhorsemen.biz. fourhorsemen.biz. And you can learn all about Gothitropolis. Ah, Gothitropolis.
All right.
And the Timekeepers. And we got four. Four or several?
Four.
Several. Let's give the first, let's call it four callers. We'll give the first four callers a, signed, by the way, by all the horsemen, a Gothitropolis Timekeeper. So give us a call, 866-969-1969. And you're going to win a fabulous prize, and we'll get to that in a minute. Let's also talk about Cary Elwes.
Okay, so I wasn't unable to go to this interview this morning. I was working on some other stuff, back at the booth and handling some stuff, doing guest-type work. But you interviewed him this morning, and this was for Saw. Is that what this was?
This is Saw 3D.
Okay.
This is the final Saw movie. According to the producers and owners and everything, this is it. They're not making any more Saw movies. They're going to wrap up the storyline that has taken place in all of them.
Right.
And this is the end. Cary Elwes, of course, the first star, one of the stars in the original Saw movie. And the fans, for years, have wanted his character to come back because there was no resolution as to what happened to his character.
Right.
So
he's back in...
He's back. This. We don't know in what capacity.
All right.
We don't know what the story is, really. And nor was Cary giving any of it up or anything else like emotion or blinking or...
Okay.
I interviewed him. I've interviewed tons of people. Was I afraid of... interviewing.
Like for your physical safety, well-being?
We're at a camera. I'm looking at you right now. We're across this thing.
Right.
So imagine we're closer, and there's a camera to our right.
All right.
Right. And he's hello, good day, I'm Cary. Just like that. And then he's like, he's staring at me and not blinking.
That's kind of
creepy. In the middle of the interview, I said, I just have to ask, because you look like you want to stab me in the throat. Is everything okay? And he goes, do I look that way? And then he looks at the camera all creepy, and I'm like, What the fuck? What the fuck, dude? And then I'm like, all right, I'll break it up now. I'll do funny stuff. I'm like, all right, let's talk about the Princess Bride. Oh, I was blessed to be in such a wonderful project as the Princess Bride, and I'm so happy and blessed that everyone still remembers that movie so many years later. Oh, okay. How about your toy? Did you get to see your toy? Because they did like the Dread Pirate Wesley toy, like NECA did it, 6-inch. My nephew has one.
You're making me uncomfortable now. And this isn't this even.
Is,
you're not.
And
even,
I was there. Yeah, and this no. is what I'm going. All right. Robin Hood Men in Tights. Of course, I was very blessed to work with Mel Brooks on such a fabulous motion picture. Really? That's really? Do you have another tone?
No.
Like, it was amazing. I was like, holy crap. And anyway, it ended. That was the best part about it, was that it was over. Oh, man. Frightening.
So I guess we could talk about a little bit what we got to see on the floor, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you did some more interviews, and we'll get to those, too. But
yeah.
Some of the stuff we saw on the floor. This was for did you see the Michael Jackson game? This was for the Wii.
Is it for the Wii?
Yeah, because I think I saw them with the Wiimotes.
Oh, I
couldn't get very close to the booth, but it was some sort of dancing game.
All of our studio guests are saying it was for the Wii.
Yeah, all I could see was like 6 or 7 people on a stage,
yep,
with big screen TVs behind them, and Michael Jackson spinning and grabbing his crotch and wooing into the wind and everything that Michael does. And I guess he's doing dance motions on the screen, and the people playing have to do it. It's like Guitar Hero, but for dancing.
Right. And what did you like? Did you think that that's something that's going to work? Is it
no.
too soon? Is it, what
soon?
Do you feel about that?
No, I don't think it's too soon. I just can't imagine how it's going to really. I don't know. It just seems like a weird concept for a game. I mean, clearly Rock Band, Guitar Hero, those are things that work, but I can't imagine that a dance game with Michael Jackson. It just looks awkward.
It does, and it's. I feel too soon.
Yeah, well,
I feel it's too. But you know what? With all due respect, it's not just like it's like older Michael Jackson, like 70s stuff too.
Yes, it is older Michael.
Although
Jackson.
I didn't hear Dancing Machine, I'm guessing it was in there.
I think in one of the things I saw, he might have been wearing the bad outfit. I think.
Oh no, I meant old school. Like he had a big giant afro.
Oh I didn't see that.
I did. I saw one of them like that.
But
I'm
I mean, it
sure.
was going on all day long, so
you couldn't really go far without hearing it.
Yeah. Well, unless of course you got locked inside of the Red Dead Redemption booth.
Oh.
For Undead. Was it Red Undead
Dead
Nightmare,
Redemption?
Undead Zombies.
Undead Nightmare.
Something.
Oh my god, it was so awesome. Did you get to play it?
No, I got into the booth.
Right.
I saw some of the gameplay going on.
Right.
But there was a long line if you actually wanted to play, and I was really trying to just kind of move along and catch some other things.
I got escorted right in.
Oh, well, aren't you a fancy lady?
Yes, he's very fancy.
Immediately they escorted me right in, and apparently they wanted to make sure that I saw the gameplay, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah, some kids were playing already, and they just grabbed them by the shirts
right,
and threw them out. So
it,
Kev
really,
had his own private area,
like 10-year-old, 11-year-old kids, and they were just like, "Oh, you got you, all right? You seen it? You got to go!" And just like dragging them away.
You're a terrible person.
I didn't do it. Did I drag a child?
He was snapping his fingers, saying, "Some men are going to do some gaming."
That was it.
That's terrible.
And so they have a new weapon, a torch. Where you can light stuff on fire, like zombies and coffins.
Is that how you kill the zombies for Final Death?
You can
light, burn them?
No, sir. You get to shoot them, just like old school Red Dead Redemption
I don't remember
style.
Seeing the torch, but...
All of them had the torch.
All right.
Yeah, it was like one of the main... And the other weapon they introduced was the blunderbuss.
Yes.
Which was like, wow. All you saw was a red spray off of anything that it hit. So, it's going to be downloadable.
Okay.
It's going to be... Single player.
Okay.
At the outset, anyway. It's going to be single player. And I think it's coming in a couple of months. Do you know E-Rock is...
I believe... Because I think Lazlo's coming on O&A towards the end of the month. I think it comes out right before Halloween.
Oh, that makes... Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. And then they were giving out T-shirts, posters, deck of oldie-type cards.
Which somebody stole out of my bag. Just saying. I know you wanted a deck. Just saying,
sir. I was escorted in the booth. I was loaded with t-shirts and prizes and things, but you think I stole your cards. That's wow. Great. No, you couldn't go. You couldn't go to like anyone else. There's 3,500 people in our booth, but you went to me. I'm the thief.
Well, you're the only one I could see right now, so it was easy to go that way.
Let's go to David in Chicago.
All right,
David, how are you?
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's good, going thank good. You. How's it going with you?
That's pretty good. It sounds like the con is really kicking over there.
The con is really kicking. There's about 85,000 people there today, I heard.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was crazy.
How the hell you deal with that many people?
You try to avoid their stink. Really, it's like being trapped in a septic tank of a slaughterhouse. It's horrendous from what I'm told. I don't have a sense of smell, but I have plenty of people who always like to share it with me. Like, did you smell? Can you smell that? Did you smell that guy? Did you smell how that guy, a group of cosplayers go by? They're sweating in their animal costumes for 7 hours, and then they want to hug you.
No
and they
hugs.
Want, no.
No high fives.
No, don't touch me.
None of that ugh. Silliness.
Ugh. So thanks for calling, David. We really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Take care.
You too.
Is he gone?
I don't know.
We can talk crap about him now if he's gone. No, I'm just kidding.
He seemed like a swell fellow.
Let's congratulate our Gothrilopolis
winners.
Is that right? It's Gothitropolis. Winners. We got Randall in California, Brian in Missouri, Allen and then in Topeka, Kansas, and Howard in Minnesota. So a nice
congrats, guys.
Spread of the West there.
Excellent.
There you go. We'll be sending those out to you with an autographed picture of E-Rock. So
wow. That's
I don't
nice.
Even have one of those.
That was the bonus prize. We didn't want to say because we thought the phones might explode.
Oh, well.
So let's talk about a few more of the interviews that I did.
Okay.
I interviewed Betsy Russell. She's also been in several of the Saw movies. I think she is his wife, the killer, Tobin Bell.
Okay.
I think Jigsaw is the character name.
Right.
I think she's his wife or ex-wife or something, and she's been in several of the films. You might know her better, though, as 80s bad girl bitch from several movies, not the least of which is Private School. This was the other Phoebe Cates movie
that
everybody wanted to see if she was going to do a follow-up to her, her
scene.
Yes, her award-winning performance in the eyes of most teen males in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Right.
And I think, if I remember something about the story, I think Matthew Modine was also in that movie. And Betsy Russell was like the rich, snotty bitch girl in the movie, and the important scene, of course, in the movie is when they somehow rig her clothing so that during the she's doing the very uppity English horse riding jumping thing. So when they do that scene, they her top magically flies off, and her humongous breasts are flopping around as she's riding and riding with no shirt on. And then, of course, an old lady, I believe, on the side, who's one of the graduates of the school, who's come back to see the competition or something, has the wonderful line, "That is the finest example of bareback riding that I've ever seen." So,
Okay.
Betsy Russell.
I don't think I saw that movie, but
As for the interview, nobody cares. She was like, "I'm so happy to be in the Saw movie." Yeah, we get it. Okay, thanks.
And moving on. Who else did you interview? Anybody else exciting outside of the Saw movie cast?
You're going to tie my hand. I talked to David Finch.
Nice. That's very nice.
Yeah, he's a killer artist. He's been doing great stuff lately on Moon Knight, which is a book that we talk about a lot. He's actually living the dream. He's going to be drawing and writing Batman, brand new book called Batman the Dark Knight. And yes, it is a new book, before we start getting calls that it's not a new book. It's a new book, starting with number one. And he's writing and drawing it, and everyone has seen some of the art that he did, because he's been doing Batman for a little bit. He did issue 700 and a couple around that era. He's phenomenal artist. Absolutely phenomenal artist. Looks exactly like Batboy from the Weekly World News.
Oh.
like Batboy grew up and started drawing comic books.
Oh.
But he's fantastic. You can't, as much as I want to knock the guy for looking like Batboy, he's an amazing artist.
I hear you got the opportunity also to talk to Riley Rossimo from...
Who is that friend of yours that did that to me? Riley Rossimo, of course, the artist of the book Cowboy Ninja Viking, right, and Proof, two of my favorite books. And the art in Cowboy Ninja Viking, I think, is awesome. I mean, just groundbreaking. Like, clearly, Riley Rossimo, who's the artist, is a tremendous loon, because you have to... There's so much order to the chaos that it's phenomenal. And no, he's not at the con, but some motherfucker told me he was.
And led you on a wild
goose
chase.
And I literally, for at least 40 minutes, I'm walking around and to all my artist friends on Artist Alley, I'm like, is Riley Rossimo here? Because I keep hearing he's here and I can't find him. And yeah, I was led. So
silly.
Stinks. Let's, Adam from Delaware. Is on the phone, and I don't like to keep Adam waiting, so let's get Adam on there. Adam, how are you, sir?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
How's things in Delaware tonight?
Delaware is always so enthralling, as you can imagine.
Nice.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was, well, I mean, obviously, listen, you guys are over at the con. That's cool. I was wondering, I missed Baltimore's, is there any word on maybe Cowboy Bebop ever coming back or some sort of sequel to that? Always sort of been a big anime guy, and I know cons are typically a good place to get some info on it. I'd heard rumors, you know, now and about that Watanabe was going to maybe spin off and do something. Just wondering if you heard any buzz to that effect. Always been a big Bebop fan.
I haven't heard any Bebop news in quite some time. There was that rumor floating around for a while that they were going to do a movie. Wasn't Keanu Reeves tied to that, or wasn't that something that they had announced? But that was like a year or two ago, and I haven't heard anything since. And
yeah, I'd heard they were going to go live action. I'd also heard that there was supposed to be a sequel to the series that was going to feature on Faye from her previous life with her husband at the time. It was supposed to be a pretty badass bounty hunter himself. But it's just like the rumors just seem to go dark as soon as they pop up.
Yeah, you know what? We haven't heard anything this weekend, although I'm sure if there is going to be any kind of announcement, certainly in the next couple of days you're going to hear it, because I know they are. There's all sorts of panels and stuff getting announced this weekend. So, you know, if we hear about it in the next couple of weeks, it's probably something you'll hear us mention. But as of right now, I didn't hear anything today.
All right, cool. Well, good looks, man. You guys show us pretty often, dude. So, you know, good shouting out and taking care of all of our inner nerds.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Bye, man. See ya.
See ya. I always get the button wrong. Oh, there it is. I heard a really great rumor.
Okay.
I heard who's going to be playing Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit movie.
Okay. But Peter's directing, but the shop burned down, the strike is over.
Oh, the strike's over?
I think the strike is over, and the movie is going forward.
With James McAvoy. I will announce it. We're breaking the news here.
That has
James
still not...
McAvoy cast as Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit movie.
That is
movie.
Not true. God. You're the only one insisting on
you
this.
You know what? If I wish it, it will come
no,
true.
No, it doesn't work that
That's
way.
That's what I was taught as a child.
No, we are not scooping any sort of real information regarding the Hobbit.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
No, it is not a spoiler alert. In wandering the floor today, I actually made it over to the cult yard section of the con. That's all the designer vinyl guys and a bunch of those guys who are friends of the show and listeners of the show. And
we love those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I made it over to Steve Tokowski's booth and checked out his Sketchbot exclusive for New York Comic Con.
Right.
Great piece that he was selling over there. He did an awesome sketch for me in my sketchbook.
Nice.
I also went over to the O'Neill Designs booth, and they put out these little what scale is this?
There's no scale. That's the scale they create.
Was it 3 inches, maybe?
Well, that's not a scale, I know, sir. That would be a size.
What size is it? 3 inches, maybe?
Let's call it 3 inches.
This is like this. It's kind of like a Tron-inspired piece. But the O'Neill pieces are like these interchangeable space...
Think Micronauts.
Rangers.
Micronauts, but more homemade.
Yeah, I mean, you have to see them.
Right.
But this piece is really cool, especially if you're a Tron fan.
Yeah.
Nice little... Tron-inspired piece over there. So,
nice.
We checked out the Kid Robot booth, had some stuff going on, right?
I picked up the Doc A Gnome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That piece is awesome. It's like a steampunk garden gnome.
Right.
Yeah, the thing is great.
Got the little goggles and the drill head.
Yeah, you take off his goofy hat and there's like a drill head under it. That was awesome.
Yeah, I think I have to make it over there at some point tomorrow, maybe. Mm-hmm. But, you know, someone who wasn't over in that area but was over at the booth, at our booth, was Eric from Argonaut Resins.
Correct.
He did a signing at our booth today. He actually had a Tuts Cat, one of his sculpts that was exclusive to our booth for today. And then he had a couple of his other cats. He had some books, some T-shirts, and I think we have some of that stuff to
give away.
To give away,
we do. Before we do that, though, let's say that we will be at New York Comic Con tomorrow.
Right.
You can come visit us at booth 428.
That's correct.
And we may have some stuff to hand out then as
and
well.
We have some guests lined up for tomorrow as well, too, so it'll be a
Timony
good time.
Brothers.
Timony Brothers, I think they're at 2 p.m. And Jamie from In His Likeness, I think he's at 11. But if you go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Oh, yeah, the website.
Yeah, the full New York Comic Con schedule, as far as our booth is concerned, is going to be listed over there. I think Kristen from the Geek Girls is going to be over there later in the day, hanging out and talking to some people. So so that's going to be good. It's going to be a good day tomorrow.
Yeah, and speaking of the website, of course, you can check out Big Kev's Geek Stuff to see all the things we're doing, even the ones we can't mention here.
Right.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the SiriusXM experience.
Right.
So, why don't we take a break?
Okay.
And when we come back, let's give away more swag.
Right.
Because we got more swag to give away. And I don't want to leave anyone hanging, but Derek is on the line from Georgia.
Okay.
And he has an exciting question about some video games.
All right.
I'm leaving it out there.
Okay.
So people can wonder, and they'll come back right after this break.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff will be back. We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back. Fuck, the computer froze. All right, there we go. Jesus. More Big Kev's Geek Stuff coming up. On the virus.